It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A leader of the Libyan opposition visits the White House today. Mahmoud Jibril is the prime minister of the so-called Transitional National Council. His goal is to persuade the United States to recognize that body as the legitimate representative of the Libyan people. He would also like some of the Libyan government money the U.S. has frozen to be transferred to his government. NPR's Michelle Kalman reports.
Mahmoud Jibril knows there are a lot of legal questions about how the U.S. should deal with the Transitional National Council, but he's hoping the U.S. can figure out some way to get money into the hands of those rising up against Muammar Gaddafi's regime.
All we are asking for is some understanding of the urgency of the situation.
The Transitional National Council, he says, is running out of money and is trying to meet the expectations and demands of Libyans in the opposition-held East and in cities still under siege in the West. Jibril told reporters after a speech at the Brookings Institution yesterday that the rebel council has followed international advice and set up a transparent financing mechanism.
So we have the structure, but we still don't have the money. The question is, when we're going to get the money? It's our money. It's Libyan money. We're not asking for financial assistance from anybody. It's a huge difference, you know.
The U.S. froze more than $30 billion in Libyan assets as a way to pressure Muammar Gaddafi to leave. The opposition is trying to tap into that, and Jibril got a boost this week from Senator John Kerry, who chaired a Foreign Relations Committee hearing on Libya yesterday.
We are working here in the Senate to construct and then pass the enabling legislation that will make it possible for Gaddafi's money to support the efforts of the Libyan people, which is what it should do in the first place.
But Jibril says the U.S. is only talking about freeing up about $180 million, and he needs more than $3 billion. So the opposition leader has his work cut out. He seems to be making a good impression on the lawmakers he met and on think tank analysts, including Martin Indyk of the Brookings Institution.
Prime Minister Jibril is quite impressive. A Libyan leader who has suddenly emerged on the stage in a way that is quite distinct from other Libyan officials that I've dealt with in the past. Serious, smart, and passionate about establishing a democracy in Libya.
Though Indyk has been skeptical about the U.S. involvement in Libya, he says the rebels deserve U.S. support.
I don't think we have a strategic interest in what happens in Libya, but we definitely have a strong interest in taking care of the humanitarian needs of the Libyan people. And secondly, helping them to overthrow this horrendous leader, Gaddafi. And they're making progress.
Prime Minister Jibril gave a fairly rosy picture of the situation on the ground. He brushed off talk of a stalemate, and he tried to dispel lingering concerns in Washington about the rebels. Jibril denied they have any links to extremists.
We don't have Al-Qaeda in our freedom fighters on the ground or in the council, you know. But in a transparent manner, we had about 11 members who used to be in Afghanistan. And they are just ordinary citizens, you know. When the uprising took place, they joined the struggle against the regime, but as individual citizens, not as a group associated with Al-Qaeda.
Educated in the U.S., Jibril used to be an economic planner in the Gaddafi government before joining the opposition. He's making his case for political recognition at the White House today, where he's scheduled to meet with National Security Advisor Tom Donilon. U.S. officials say they are doing a lot to help the council, short of formally recognizing it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.